people kind of are mezalzel in this, and they think like, oh, this is like, you know, elementary school stuff. But, you know, the older I get, the more I realize that Chazal were, you know, exactly on point. And this is really what destroys the world. You know, like, you know, people, they just can't let go and, you know, they can't step aside, whether it's a company or a country or a school or whatever. I mean, it could be big, it could be small, it doesn't matter. It's the same basic issues. And like, you really see how Chazal, when they focused on this issue, they weren't doing it as like, you know, an exercise just in moral training. They really saw that gaiva, that what they called this ruach shtus, this, you know, people just, at some point in your life, you have to wake up and say, you know, well, we're here for a short amount of time, basically, in the relative sense of the term. You know, we all hope for arichas yamim v'shanim, and the Gemara is saying, you know, you have to internalize that. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. You want to make it a little better, but we're not here, you know, for ourselves. And, you know, that's a very, very critical perspective. So this is, you know, again, one of those things about Daf Yomi is that, like, you know, as you're going, you know, and moving through Shas in this way, it's always important to take half a step back and say, I'm now seeing the Gemara, the place in Shas where, you know, you have this sprinkled out, you know, throughout Shas, but in terms of, if anybody asks me, you know, what Gemara should I look at if I want to learn about Gaiva, for sure, you know, so to Daf Hey, Dalam Mubez, Hey Amad Aleph, Hey Amad Beis, Tzap, you know, this is the place. And you'll appreciate in about 10 minutes from now how the Rambam really took a stand within this Gemara against the other Rishonim, that I think is really noteworthy. It doesn't get enough attention, but that you'll appreciate as we go further. So let's start again in the top of Hey Amad Aleph. We talked about how when a person is a Baal Gaiva, and, you know, that infects their personality, so you see that terrible Averos come from that, really terrible Averos, including Eishes Ish, because the person just doesn't accept any boundaries, and the person, you know, what refuses to be limited in any which way, and, you know, then they start destroying other people's families and homes and the like. And so then it overcomes all of these wonderful zechuyos that they have. Even if they're oset tzedaka b'seser, they have very redeeming qualities. These those don't become redeeming qualities. Okay. Lo yinake bidina shel gehenim. Third line, azhar legasi ruach minayin amiravam reziri shimu v'azinu al tigbehu, pasuk in Yirmiyah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehacha v'ram levavecha v'shachachta es Hashem Elokech. I happen to love that as a pasuk. I think it's just such a powerful pasuk, you know, where, you know, you really get this appreciation, the sense that a person, shichachas Hashem, comes from a person being overly focused, egomaniacal, you know, in terms of their orientation. By the way, the Ramban thinks that v'ram levavecha v'shachachta es Hashem Elokech is an iser de oraisa in its own right. I just want to add here, the Ramban has another pasuk in the Chumash. The pasuk says, "Levilti rum levavav me'achav," by the Melech, that the Melech, you know, has a special, you know, obligation in this regard. Darsh Ravira zimni normal lemishmei the Ravasi zimni normal lemishmei the Ravami. Kol adam sheish bo gasas haruach l'sof misimayin. It's so true in life that anybody who acts arrogantly eventually, they, you know, get cut down to size. Romu ma'at v'shema tomar yeshno ba'olam tamidan mar ve'enenu, right, to the point of annihilation. V'mechozer bo nesaf v'zmano, but there's always a chance to redeem oneself. Ka'avram avinu shenemar v'humchu kekol yikpitzum. Kekol is an important word. Ka'avram Yitzchak v'yakov d'chzibuhu ba'kol. Hashem b'irachas avram mikol. By Yitzchak it says in Parashas Todas v'uchal mikol, b'term tavo v'archeyu. And Kol is a Yaakov Avinu ki chanani elokim v'chiyesh li Kol. This obviously made an entire benching. This is a big timeline, you know, over here. V'im lav, unfortunately, choroshi bolas yimalu mai choroshi bolas amr revhunav rev chista charamar ki sasa de shibalta the zakan ha shibolas. Like if you're looking at a stalk of wheat, you'll notice it immediately. V'chanamar ki shibolas atzma, like the stalk itself. V'shalom demandar ki sasa de shibalta Haidu dechsiv ucherosh shibolas, the very top, right, where you actually see, you know, the growth. Elo demandam ki shibulta atzma, like the stalk, mayu cherosh shibolas. Ravasi v'chintan v'vishmal, mashal adam shnichlas, sasoch sadeu, Givoa, givoa, hu milake, right? This is a very powerful line, right? That givoa, givoa, hu milake means that he always goes for the tallest ones first, the ones that are standing out. So one heyara in this Gemara, which I think is very important, l'sofu nismait, if you'd asked me about this 15 years ago, I would have said, oh, you know, this means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the person. But I don't even think that's really what it means anymore. Just watching these things play out in life, is that the sofu nismait is not via Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's actually what happens is that the person really just destroys themselves. That like you go back to the example we were talking about before. A person just can't let go. A person can't move on. So what happens is that an increasingly, you know, desperate attempt to stay in charge of whatever it is, the school bus, the company, the country, the world, you know, they end up just basically debasing themselves over and over again. The sofu nismait, it's a natural process. It's not a process where you actually require any kind of an external, you know, punishment, but it's actually a naturally occurring process when people don't, you know, internalize this message, which is so interesting to see how Chazal, it's exactly the words, what they say, lesof hu nismait, that this eventually, when a person is acting out of a sense of arrogance, that there's no way of things ending well, which is, again, it's been this amazing appreciation for Chazal's wisdom. Okay, so the pasuk says in Yeshayahu the opposite, ve'estekau shval ruach, Hashem pays special attention to those who are modest, refunu b'rem chista, charamar, Asi Deka, that God welcomes the one who is oppressed. V'charamar ani es deka, I am with him. Like imo anochi v'tzari. V'stamer kamandamar ani es deka. Shrei Kadosh Baruch Hu hiniach kol harim mukvaros v'hishrish chinasol har Sinai v'lo gava har Sinai lemala. And Rabbi Yosef la'olam yilamid adam idas kono. Shrei Kadosh Baruch Hu hiniach kol harim mukvaros v'hishrish chinasol har Sinai. It's such a beautiful idea that, especially as it relates to Kabbalah Satorah, that we, you know, a person who's Hawaii and this and that, so you know that's not really the correct repository, and we should always you know, learn from a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this regard. He wasn't impressed by people with puffery and who stood on ceremony, but he chose Har Sinai specifically for its credentials. You know, this obviously, you know, anthropomorphic, but point is that it's meant to you know, evoke a certain idea that a person doesn't need to be ostentatious, nor should a person be attracted to that. You know, the quiet people, that's really where spirituality is found. So Amr Blazer called them. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's also the flip side that Chazal say, kol hamavi amidosov, in line with this, the same idea that what the heavenly court favors someone who is not so impressed with himself and is more self-effacing.
Correct. That's exactly right. In fact, the Gemara is going to point that out right here. That you know, that same idea on Abad Beis. So we'll get there in a moment. But that's exactly right. It's true in both directions.
Rabbi.
Yes.
I mean, this is, we have a foundation for this from Hatsnea Lechis. This seems as though this is all. So how come that's not mentioned anywhere?
Well, again, so that's a very important corollary to this idea of Hatznei Alecha Sim Elokecha being one of the, you know, the Gemara Makos comes up, basically refers to that as one of the three foundations of all of Taryag Mitzvos. But here, you know, the Gemara admittedly is coming in a little bit more from the direction of, you know, denouncing Gaiva per se. Aaron's correct. I mean, the opposite is true. Extolling shiflus, we're going to, you know, and we'll see more of that in Amud Beis. But again, the starting point of the Gemara was, you know, to deal with the pathology first. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo gasas haruach roi legado kasheira, should be cut down, k'sivacha, v'ramei hakoma geduim, v'agumim yishpalu, that's the half, we're coming up to that haftorah, it's the haftorah of Achron shel Pesach, od hayom ben ov lamod, such a beautiful haftorah. And again, the association with Avodah Zarah is obviously the point of the Gemara. This person is, like, you know, involved in this self-worship. He's not zochat tchias amesim, shenem marikitsu v'raninu, shokhni afar, shokhni ba'afar, l'nemar elu shokhni afar. Mishenaso shokhin afar b'chayev. Amr Blazer, kol adam sheish bo gassus haruach, shchina miyalalas alav. Hashem laments it. It's sad. really. Shenemar v'gavoh v'mirchak, the gavoha, the one who's up high, from a great distance, yiyada. Darash Rav Avir Rabbi Yisem Rabbi Lazar Bo'er Eish Shalok Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'dam Midas Basar V'dam Gavoa Roa Esa Gavoa. So true. Ve'en Gavoa Roa Esa Shafel Aval Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu Enokein Gavoa V'Roa Esa Shafel Shenemar Kiram Hashem V'Shafel Yeroa. So you know, this is what they call the A-listers, right? These people that hang out in these circles, like they're interested in impressing each other. That's like their whole, you know, their whole modus operandi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is elevated above all of the elevated, and who's he interested in spending time with? Not the A-listers, not the B-listers, the people who don't care about the non-listers. So it was such an important idea. There ain't room for both of us here. Hashem says, you know, it's one or the other, but you know, we can't have two gods here. The Gemara does employ the drasha in both directions. So Amr Alexandri Kaladam Sheshwa Gasos Haruach Vilu Ruach Kimo Charto. Even the smallest Ruach, right, uproots him. Shenemar Virashaim Kayam Nigrash. Umayam Sheshbo Kama Rivios Ruach Kimo Ocharto. Adam Shenbo Al Rivias Achas Alachas Kama Vechama. So this line in the Gemara, I think, is really Tarte Mashma. Of course, the person is he puffs himself up so much, like he's really important, but really there's no solid foundation. That's definitely the superficial and plain meaning of the Gemara, and it's important. But the other thing is this idea of Ruach Ocharto being displaced by Ruach. What happens is, and you see this all the time, is that people who have, again, like these real complexes with themselves, so like the most minor offenses become like, the cause for this total tantrums. I'm not just talking about children, adults go crazy over the smallest offenses because they're so insecure that they have nothing, you know, mooring them. So the Ruach Kima, you know, is enough to just, you know, completely set them ablaze.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And the
more likely they are to, because they just have no sense of self. Like they just can't. They can't deal with, I called this person and didn't call me back right away. Oh my God, you know. It's sad. It really is sad. So Amr Chia Barashim Barav Tamid Chacham, this is the point that I was alluding to with the Rambam. Tzarech Shehebo Echad Mishmona Bishminis, 1/64th. Not very much, but there has to be a little bit of a sense of self. So Amr Huna Breder Yeshua, it's an atara kisasa l'shibolta. Again, like there's a kan hashibola. So Amar Rava b'shamta de ispe, u'b'shamta de leispe. Right, you'll be in chirim if you have it, and mechirim if you don't have it. I mean, it's a double edged sword. It's somehow necessary, but maybe like a necessary evil. Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak lo mina v'lo miktsasa. So you see, the Mesoras Hashas did an excellent job over here. You see the little bays. That is the psak. Mizuta dechsiv be toavas Hashem kol gaval lev. So even though most of the Rishonim assume this, that most of the Deos in the Gemara say that a Talmud Chacham should have like a little bit of a sense of self, and obviously what the Gemara means is not any gavus halev in the sense of I'm so great, but out of a sense of kavod haTorah, like, you know. At the same time, you know, there is this das yachid, what appears to be a das yachid. Rav Nachmar Yitzchak lo mina v'lo miktsasa, not even at 1/64th, nothing, not even a shminis shebishminis, and that is the psak of the Rambam. And if you look in the Hagos Maimunios and other of the Bali Atosos, you know, who react to that, they say, "Wow, like we don't think this is the natural reading of the Gemara," and it's true. The Rambam really deviated here from his standard moderation, where you want, you know, even, you know, some kind of a balance. So the Rambam really thought that Gavus Halev was so infectious, it was so insidious, that it just couldn't be contained. And he says, the Rambam makes this point, you know, afilu ad kitzei ha'achron. And it really is an extreme view, but I think it's such an important perspective, because, you could say maybe we don't accept the Rambam's view here, but the Rambam really felt against the simple reading of the Gemara, lo mina velo miktasa. He took it seriously, and he thought, what happens is, I'm speculating, but this is what I assume that the Rambam, reasoned, was that you give a permission structure for a little bit, and then here's what happens. And Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal once told me this, and I think it's really in a different kind. He wasn't commenting on this Gemara, but I think it was really such a powerful observation. I understood it at one level 20 years ago, and another level today, that what can easily seem like, oh, I'm only doing this because of Kvod HaTorah or Kvod Shemayim, but that can easily be a front, and person is really masquerading, and they're using Kvod Shemayim as an excuse, you know, for their own kavod. And I think that's part of the Rambam's calculus here, is that a person can say, no, I'm always mochel in my own kavod, I'm always mevater in my own kavod, but this is an issue of Kavod HaTorah and Kvod Shemayim. And the Rambam, I think, was very skeptical of that. And lo mina v'lo miktasa is a very important psak halacha, a surprising psak halacha, obviously. But to'avas Hashem kol gvalev, that it has elements of to'eva to it. To'eva is really very, very strong formulation, that it's just, you know, completely anathema. It's completely unacceptable. Even, you know, for a Talmud Chacham, we could say it's kavod. It's Kavod Shemayim. Just to tell a story of somebody whose name doesn't get mentioned very much anymore, but he was a very important Talmud of the Rav and played a very important role in the formation of our community, even though he's been, you know, gone for quite some time now, is Rabbi Dr. Walter Wurzberger. He was one of the very early Talmidim of the Rav. So one of the Maspidim, who had been very, very, very close with Wurzberger, said the following, and a really an amazing perspective on this midah. So he was the Rav in Far Rockaway. People think about Far Rockaway today as a, you know, quote unquote, a more right wing kind of a community. But 60 years ago, 70 years ago now, the founding of Far Rockaway was really the first, Great Neck Far Rockaway. It was really the first, attempt for orthodoxy to move from the cities to the suburbs. Very tenuous kind of a thing. And, you know, Rabbi Dr. Wurzberger was one of the, one of the pioneers in that regard. So anyway, you know, a very big Talmud Chacham and very fine person. I don't know what he was talking about. He was giving some kind of a drasha. And one of the Balabatim who knew, you know, generously speaking, maybe 1/10,000th of what he did, started having some kind of a temper tantrum in the middle of the drasha and go, you know, whatever it was. And so Rabbi Wurzberger didn't react at all. And he said, okay, here's what we'll do. I'll finish talking now, and you'll give a rebuttal at Shal Shudas. Tell everybody why you disagree with me. He didn't call the CSS to have him removed, you know, this kind of thing. It's a very impressive thing. And he could have said, it was in my own kavod, but it's a kavod HaTorah and kavod Shemayim. And all these things probably would be true. But, to me, that was such an impressive indication of somebody whose sense of self isn't rooted in, you know, the, you know, whatever his polling numbers are. You know, he didn't need to react in that way. I thought that was very meaningful. Okay. So, Amar Chizke, Tulasa Shaladim Nishmas, Elim Kein Mesim Libo Kebasar, Shenemar Bayim Yichodesh Bechadsho, Yavocho Basar Lishtachavos. Again, if you want your tfilos to be accepted, Aaron was alluding to a parallel to this idea before, that if, you know, a person holds themselves out as the center of the universe, it's going to be very hard to petition God for assistance. Hashem will say to you, you know, you're God, why don't you help yourself? Amr b'zera, basar d'chsi bei v'nirpa adam, loksiv bei v'nirpa, okay? So Amr b'yochanan, adam, this is an acronym, efer dam mara, the humility of man, right? That it's ashes, blood. Basar busha srucha rima. So again, the point is that we shouldn't get too big for our britches. Ika da'ami sha'ol d'chsiv b'shin, right? That maybe the shin is not busha and srucha, which is with the samach, but sha'ol, that we're destined for the graves. Amr vashi kaladim sheish bogasus aruach l'sof nivchas shenemar, top line of Hayomid Beis, laseis v'lasapachas Vila Baharis Vain says Alashram Gaboshanamar Valkol Harim Haramim Valkol Gvaos and Isaos Vain Sapachasal Tvela. You'll be secondary. Shanemar Sabchini no Lachas Akunos Lachol Paslachum. Amri Bishua bin Levi Bore Kamigidolam the Mukheruach the Kadish Barako Shabishab Basim Mikdash Kayam but the Makivolas Harola Biado Minchas Harmincha Biado Misha Daito Shvela Mala Bakasav Kilo Hikriv Kla Korbanos Kulam Shanemar Zivche Lahim Ruach Nishbar Lo Od Alashain Tvilasu Nimasas. You want your tefillos accepted. Shenemar leiv nishbar v'nidke Elohim lo sibsa. Remember, Rishu ben Levi kol Hashem bar chosa b'lamaza zochero b'shuasa shal kadosh baruch hu. Shenemar pasuk literally says v'sam derech arenu b'yesh Elohim al tikri v'sam elo v'sham derech. The person who thinks things through, he's more zocha to Yeshua's kadosh baruch hu. Again, this is just brought up agav Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You know, so again, nothing to do with the predominant topic here, but a very important idea in its own right. That and we see this when we learned Moed Katan, going back to 2021. We saw this Gemara quoted at Daf Hey. So the Gemara is saying that part of what is so important in life is to for a person to think things through. When a person says, "I have no responsibility to be organized." You know, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to save me, that's a rebellion against this Gemara. This Gemara says, Kol Hasham or Chosav, that when a person takes responsibility, then he can, you know, ask for Yeshua's Hashem, not the other way around. A person who looks to skirt responsibility is in Zocha, in Yeshua's Shamayim. Okay, so just a little bit back to Sota. So we talked about Kinoi, meaning a warning against going into privacy. So that's what the Gemara says. Ketza mekalila guva kashya. Amart amela b'fnei shnayim al tadabri mishponi zeh, this individual. Alma dibor stira. It sounds like it's just talking. Hadar tani dibri mo adayin b'teres levesim teres lechol b'truma. Alma dibor lo klumos. Amar b'ay hachi kamer al tadabri v'dibra al tadabri v'nistira al tistari v'dibra imo adayin b'teres levesim teres lechol b'truma. Nichnasa imo lebes haseser v'shasa k'day tuma asur levesa v'asura lechol b'truma. Okay. So we understand very, very well that when we talk about the kinoi has to be in such fashion, right, with Edim, two witnesses, according to both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, even though we know there's a Das Yachid, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda. But the point is that it's only activated when a person has actually gone into a private area, a person has secluded themselves with that individual, that's the issue. Where now the kinoi you know has you know been given properly and the stira you know reflects that. So again, we're not talking about you know imposing you know irrational controls and you know he's warning her against being secluded with this individual. That's the nature of the kinoi, and that's the
speaking is not it doesn't reach that threshold. Just speaking in private.
Yeah, right. For a period of time, it doesn't mean that they, you know, for 10 seconds. It has to be, as we talked about, a shiur tuma. So again, this isn't about.
Aaron said in private, Rabbi. In private would be an issue.
Right. Seclusion. Correct. Correct. That he's saying, unless
I'm
emphasizing
dibra. So is that? Yes. Does that reach
that's an issue.
Right. So speaking is not the issue. It's doing so in private for a period of time.
Right. So speaking in private for a shear of time, she is over.
Correct, because we don't know what happened.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Right. That could be a situation where then the Mesota would then exonerate her. Because what were they doing in private together? So if they're talking, she's innocent. I mean, you know, she shouldn't have done it, but she's not guilty of, you know, what happens to the Isha Sota. Right? So that's the,
Right. We talk about May Sota. What if a woman just refuses to appear at the Besdin? She just doesn't want to go. She says, fine.
She can. She doesn't have to.
Okay.
She can. She doesn't have to. It just means that the marriage has to be dissolved because in the Isser Labal is generated midoraisa from that point. They can get divorced. She doesn't have to go through with this at any point. In fact, we discourage her from going through with it.
But it's dissolved midoraisa on what basis? On the basis of to what somebody else may have seen or no more than that?
No, that she went into privacy with an individual that she was warned not to go into privacy with. So that's the Isser Labal. So she could say, yeah, you're right. I don't value this marriage. That's why, you know, whatever. She could say, she has every right to say, I didn't do anything with him, you know, in terms of Yisurei Bia, but whatever. I do want out of this marriage. You're absolutely right. You know, that's, and we consider that a better outcome than the Meisota. You know, this is, the Meisota, we're not looking to, you know, deploy that. Okay, so the Mishnah said, "V'meis choletzes v'lo misyabemis amaitis yabim nami yibume." Why not? Some Rav Yosef Makra v'yatzim beis v'halcha v'haisel ishacher liishacher v'lo liyavam. Right? We know that from learning Yavamos, Yavam is not called an acher. Some of the Abaye lemeata chalitza nami lo sibay. But don't we have a principle that anytime there's no yibum, there's no chalitza? So amalei iluise lebal milobaye get. If he hadn't died, he would have still needed to go through the divorce process. So, you know, chalitza is like a derabbanan version of a get. Hashanami siboy chalitza. V'istami Rav Yosef, Rachmanam Rav Yatsin Beisav Halchav Haisel Yishacher, delo listere levese, ve'at amar tesyabim nami yipume. So Rav Yosef had a beautiful drasha here, and he says, the whole idea of Yatsin Beisav Halchav Haisel Yishacher is that she should be a constructive force, right, in somebody else's house. Maybe the second marriage, maybe the second time will be the trickier. But this woman is a home destroyer, right, if she's really, you know, guilty. So how could we go through with the Yibum? In fact, Tosos points out, this is the last line in Tosos, the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, right, that if you look at the language of Yibum, it's so meduyak, it says, Kacha yasalish asher lo yivnes beis achiv. Asher lo yivnes beis achiv. He's supposed to build something constructively, not to get involved with a woman, you know, who's really, you know, has a track record of being, you know, a destroyer. So the Gemara says, Amalei abaya lemiata la'acher lo sinasei. So what? Forget about Yibum. Why should we allow her to remarry in general? So Amrlei, so the Gemara daf Vav Min Aleph towards the top says Mika Raminan Alei Bal Karchei. Right? He says there's a big difference in Yibum. We say the guy has to marry her, the brother. If this guy chooses to marry her, so shame on him. But nobody put a gun to his head. Vika Damri Amr of Yosef Kasev Kirel Achar Shinza Benzugo Shel Rishon Shizeh Hotzi Rishon Mibeso. Again, even we don't know whether or not she's guilty of Yisurei Bia. And Eishes Ish, but we do know that she's conducting herself certainly in a very borderline way, that's putting it generously. We could forcibly impose this on somebody. So Amalei Abaye El Me'ata Nises La'acher Umeis Belo Banim Lotis Yabim, right? If she's stigmatized this way, Akasav Kirao Acher Gabe. So the Gemara says, not necessarily, Dehai Mia B'Shem Tov Havakaima. This individual, meaning the second husband who married her and then subsequently died. So if he has a brother, that brother could do Yibum because we don't know. As Rashi says, Ulai Hadraba, maybe, you know, she conducted herself properly. It's too much too extended to, you know, Yibum following a second marriage. So Rav Amar Kal V'Chomer, going back to the fundamentals, Im Nasra B'Motrala B'Asrala L'Kol Shekem. If Sota, right, Bishas Stira becomes Asur Labal, so of course there's not going to be a Din of Yibum from that point on until you have the Mayim to do the Bedika, because she was always Asur to her brother-in-law, so how much more so should she be Asur to her brother-in-law now? So Amalei Abaye Lemiata Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Almana. You shouldn't have done it, it's a violation of an Elavin Asay. V'meis V'yesho Ach Kohen Hetyod Lotis Yabim. So the Gemara says that's obvious. We couldn't possibly be talking about that case. Nasra asira v'kaima. The whole thing was asur, right? It wasn't like she became asura when she became a sota. She was asur the whole time. So mutala asulahu. Don't tell me that he was ever mutter to her. Ella, what case are we talking about? Eishes kohen shenensa, tragic case, right? So we know that eishes kohen shenensa, that's, you know, begeder biyazakum, and okay, that's a real problem. Vameis v'yeshlo ach chalal. So he's a brother who happens to be a chalal, right? Which obviously can happen, you know, from the same father. But let's say, you know, he divorced the mother and remarried her. So then the younger brother could be a chalal. Lotis yabim. Nesra motala ba'asula lo kol shekin. That is true. So nes, the Gemara just concludes with one case. Ones v'yisrael mishra shari. A situation when it's on Eishes Kohen. V'gabe dahai Leka Isura. That's obviously Heter Gamor, because lo aleinu, a woman gets assaulted. So that is a situation where by Eshes Yisrael, her status for Yibum and Chalitza is exactly the same. So this is a really, really important idea that the Gemara is articulating. So we'll just start the review now. The Gemara is saying that you never impose a marriage on somebody that we can't stand behind. If this woman was already begeder sota shasur labaila, it doesn't make sense that we're going to impose the Yibum. There's still a Zika, there's still a connection, so Chalitza is the right way to handle this, right? Just like if the husband had survived, again, mihabaya, we would have delivered again. We talked about the Isser of Gaiva today. My points of emphasis here are twofold. That it really does come back to one's relationship with God. People who have a superficial relationship with God, meaning they could outwardly, you know, daven three times a day and all of these things, but the bottom line is that the bottom line is that they really don't have a sense of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any meaningful way. So they're the center of the world. That's the Isser Gaiva. The Ramban says the Isser Gaiva is really rooted. The Ramban says the Isser Gaiva is really rooted in that pasuk Vilti Rum Levavo Me'echad. The second point that I wanted to emphasize, this is really worth, really, really, really worth remembering, is that even though most of the Amorayim say that for a Talmud Chacham, it's necessary, maybe a necessary evil, to have elements of gaiva for kavodat Torah, the Rambam says no, right? Mizuter madachsiv tov as Hashem kol gvalev, that we don't want to give in to that at all, because it's not containable. Once a permission structure is given, and this is Lichtenstein Teyara, what can easily masquerade as kavod shemayim is really, you know, kavod atzmi, I remember him. Such vivid memories of him saying that. The context is an interesting question that one of the Talmidim, who's now a rabbi, I was 17. He was 18. So he asked Rav Lichtenstein. The Gemara Brachos says Gadol Shimusho Yoser Milimudo, that to be Misharis a Talmud Chacham in some ways is more important than learning from a Talmud Chacham, which is a very striking line. So he said, he complained to Rav Lichtenstein, why don't you allow me to carry your briefcase around for you? That way I could fulfill the Gemara of Gadol Shimusho Yoser Milimudo. So Rav Lichtenstein gave a whole discourse about how it's true that it's a wonderful thing to be Misharis a Talmud Chacham, but how important it is not to allow oneself to become haughty. And that's when he started talking about this. You know, I could claim it's Kavodat Torah, but maybe I really would be, who knows, you know, what would be going on in my heart. Maybe I'd be really doing it for reasons of gaiva. I'm not willing to risk it, you know, and said thank you very much, but I'll continue to carry around my briefcase. V'kachava. He never allowed anybody to carry things for him. He never went around with an entourage or a retinue, or, you know, people driving him. He didn't. He's not into that. He drove a jalopy his whole life. My father actually told me, yet in his day in the yeshiva, which was many, many years before that, the yeshiva insisted on buying him a new car because his car apparently, you know, they didn't feel it was such a bekavadik thing for Rosh Yeshiva. His car didn't look like a Cadillac. And he outright refused. He says the yeshiva's money needs to go to support the yeshiva, the Limud HaTorah, the car works, you know, whatever. it was a very inspiring, very, very inspiring thing. He really just felt very, very, very strongly about these kinds of personal issues. Elliot, I know you had a question.
This is not a question, it's a comment. It reminds me of something I